Perfect. Okay. No. All I know is I want to make lots of money and have freedom to do anything I want. So basically, I want to make money out of your home. You want to make money out of your home. You want to make money without investing a lot of time or money. Right. Perfect. Guess what? You know exactly what you want. And you're smiling. You're like, I can see. Man, you can have a magnificent obsession for that. So your goal, your chief aim is, I want to be rich, financially independent, in some business, in something that gives me massive amounts of monthly income without me putting up a lot of money, any risk, or putting a lot of time. And without investing a lot of money. But I just want a lot of cash flow coming in, right? Without doing a lot. So I can travel anywhere in the world. That's what, is that right on the money? Perfect. That's your chief aim. That's all you have to do, is think about that all the time. Get a magnificent obsession and keep saying, the universe will put this opportunity right in my lap. Yeah. The Global Information Network is probably it. I mean, I know what it is. You don't know yet, but yeah. I mean, so you weren't going to come to this, but something inside you said, I have to come to this weekend. See, you already knew what you wanted. You've already used the technique before you got here. And that's what brought you here. The universe is saying, here you go. Hi, we're the helicopter. Come on, we're here to rescue you. Does this make sense? Good question. You see, what holds people back? The technique is easy. You clearly define what you want, either with specificity, general, or a feeling. You get obsessed with it. You get a burning desire for its achievement. You want it more than anything, which causes you to think about it all the time. And when you think about it, you feel good, and you have anticipation, and you think about it all the time, and you say, I don't know how it's going to happen. I have no clue. It's not on my radar screen. Based on the information on my radar screen, I couldn't even imagine how this is going to occur. But I know it will, at the right time for me. That's the technique. That's the power. And then things start coming in. The block is that all of the patterns, the neural pathways and habits that you've established, all the negative thoughts have attracted more negative thoughts, and you're walking around with this big ball of negative energy, which has huge magnetic power. And anytime you start thinking positive, anytime you start thinking outside of that negative pattern that you have in the past, that negative pattern keeps pulling you back. And really what it comes down to is you start doubting and you start putting limitations on yourself. Remember Henry Ford, whether you think you can or if you think you can't, either way, you're right. See, an elephant, you know how you train an elephant? Do you ever go to a circus and see these big, powerful, magnificent beasts? And they are chained up with a what looks like a relatively small chain around an ankle. One ankle. And this chain around the ankle goes into a stake in the ground. And it doesn't look like it's in cement. Sometimes they just pound these stakes in the ground. And the elephant is just standing. He's not trying to get away. And anytime he feels the slightest pressure on this chain, if he moves his leg and there's the slightest pressure, he just instantly stops. And I was watching this one time and I thought, this is goofy. I'm sure this magnificent, powerful animal could just pull his leg and it would yank that stake right out of the ground. So I talked to one of the guys at the circus and I said, can't that elephant just like yank that stake out of the ground? And the keeper said, yes and no. He has the power to do it, but he can't do it. I go, what do you mean? He goes, see, the way elephants are trained is when they're very small, we put a identical chain around their ankle, one ankle, with an identical chain. But what we do is we don't put it to a stake in the ground. We bolt the chain into cement. So no matter how much effort the elephant puts into trying to escape, he can't escape. And you watch these little baby elephants, they will struggle, they will pull and pull and pull Day after day after day, week after week after week, they will pull trying to escape. And then one day, they give up. And they realize that there's no way, no matter how much effort they put, that they can't escape. He goes, the elephant's trained at that point. All you have to do is just tap a stake in the ground, because the moment the elephant moves his leg, he doesn't even move his leg because he's given up. But if he does move his leg and he feels the tightening of the chain, he instantly quits. So that's why the big mammoth adult elephant, which has, 100 times more power than the baby, doesn't even try, even though he could, because he doesn't know it. He's an elephant. You see, the elephant is chained there in his mind. The chain means nothing. Harry Houdini. There's a great story about the escape artist Harry Houdini. He used to go around the world and do magic shows, and in order to drum up business for a show, he would do some publicity stunts, one of which was he would walk into the police station in the town where he was doing this show, and he would challenge the officers to put him in handcuffs and lock them in their best cell. And if Houdini could walk in just with his street clothes on, he guaranteed that he could escape. And he escaped from every cell all over the world. Well, one time in Cologne, Germany, they had built the most technologically advanced and secure maximum security cell anywhere in the world, so they proclaimed. And they said, this is a cell that is inescapable. The lock cannot be picked. Nobody can get out of this cell. It is the best cell anywhere in the world. So Houdini went and challenged the police department, got lots of publicity, lots of cameramen were there, all the newspapers, this was before TV. And Houdini went in, they locked him in the cell and they left. Well, what most people didn't know was Houdini was a master locksmith. And the reason he used to go in with his street clothes, because in his belt, he was searched, of course, but in his belt, he had a very thin piece of metal, like a wire, which he would use as a pick. And he took out this wire and his various locksmithing tools that were hidden in his belt, and he began to work on trying to pick the lock. And Houdini, being a master locksmith, usually could pick locks within a few minutes. Well, after about 10 minutes, Houdini still hadn't picked the lock. It was a lock he's never seen before. So he began to work and work and work, and another 15 minutes passed, and he still hadn't picked the lock. Well, the ultimate confident Houdini was now becoming less confident in his abilities. And he began to try to work this lock and work this lock for another half an hour and still couldn't pick the lock.